although I consider Baltimore my home, I was actually born and lived up until third or fourth grade in New Jersey, south part of New Jersey, a little idyllic sort of cranberry town. The kind of town where people go out for ice cream and they have Arbor Day parades. And then there was me. Back in elementary school, I was this sort of awkward, nervous kid with sort of weird hair and wore dark glasses. And back in elementary school, they have a name for that kind of kid. Target. So it didn't take long for me to figure out the bully code. And this is the bully code. The bully code is basically that you have a bully, and you have the guy the bully beats up. But they're both sort of in this symbiotic relationship. Without the guy to get beat up, the bully doesn't have any authority. And without the bully, the guy who beats up is less hurt. But the point is that once you work out the bully code, so long as you're the guy getting beat up, what really matters is that it's all about appearances. So if you look good getting beat up, and you make the bully look like he can beat anyone up, things work for you in the bully code. This was all fine and good until I met David Graziano. David Graziano, as far as I could tell in third grade, was the embodiment of evil. Every birthday party I ever went to, I got beat up by David Graziano. Every time I went to the bowling alley, I got beat up by David Graziano. Every time I played wall ball on the school parking lot, I got beat up by David Graziano. So maybe it's time in the story that I describe the object of all my humiliation. David Graziano was about that tall. He weighed about 60 pounds. And he was albino. Not your run-of-the-mill sort of, oh, that kid has a light complexion. But your shock of white hair, white splotchy skin, dune-like eyes, who couldn't go out into direct sunlight without wearing a blanket. This was the embodiment of evil in my life. And that's enough. I mean, nothing against albinos, although the Da Vinci Code freaked me out. The thing that makes this a truly humiliating story, something that takes it from the sublime to the ridiculous, is something that I take no pride in. And that is that David Graziano, the albino boy who made it his personal life's mission to kick my ass every chance he got. David Albino. David Graziano. David Graziano was blind. Being a blind albino bully, he needed henchmen. And he had this guy, Timmy, and Timmy would just sort of like grab you and hold you in front of him. It was sort of an aim thing. Two things come to mind with David Graziano, and the first is the Halloween parade. We had an annual Halloween parade in town. And I never liked the Halloween parade. They had all the kids dress up and go to the Halloween parade. And I never did it. But this one year, third grade, my mom was like, you have to go to the Halloween parade. So I went. And every year, I mean, this was 1982 or so, every year. So Halloween was when you dressed up like Darth Vader. She didn't want me dressing up as Darth Vader. So she sent me to the Halloween parade in drag. Dressed as her. In a bathrobe and a wig and sunglasses, with a world's greatest mom coffee cup. David Graziano and Timmy were there too, and they were dressed up as thugs. And both of them wore leather jackets over t-shirts and jeans, and Timmy carried a chain. This went on for some time, in fact, all of third grade. And it brings me to my second point. I hate Billy Joel. I mean, to the bottom, to the core, to the pit of my stomach, I hate Billy Joel. And in 1982, Billy Joel ruled the world. He could do no wrong. And in the minds of any suburban housewife in South Jersey in 1982, Billy Joel was the object of great affections. So we're coming back from a field trip. We're on the bus. I'm in the back of the bus with Timmy and the new guy. The new guy is David's new henchman. And David is plotting how they're going to get me. So he goes up to the front of the bus. And see, the thing is, he could work it. He knew how to work the parents. Because, I mean, who's going to believe that the blind albino boy in the blanket is the Pol Pot of third grade? So he goes up to the front of the bus, and all the girls are singing like the school bus songs and all that crap. And he goes over, and he starts breaking down the song. And he sings that, oh, for the longest time. And meanwhile, Timmy's like, yeah, get that, buddy, right? And that song has the freakiest lyrics, or maybe it's just my memories, but it's like, I'm the one who'll find you in the hall. So we get off the bus, and everyone's clapping and happy, and strains of Billy Joel filtering through the crowd, and they pull me off to the side. Timmy's got his hand in my gut, and the new kid's got me around the neck. They pull me around the side of the building, David Graziano, and I know this is it. I'm not dealing with it anymore. I haul off, and I just sucker punch Timmy right in the mouth. This makes him mad, and they decide that right there on that school parking lot, they are going to quarter me. And Timmy holds me by one arm and the new kid by the other. And they line up David Graziano because he doesn't do well if he's not going in a straight line. And they pull me, and David comes at me like one of those Spanish bulls with his head down. I just see the shock of white coming straight at me, and I'm gonna die. And I realize in that moment that I'm smarter than them. And if I sort of just like, oh, I can sort of shift my weight and pull the two of them together. David comes, he doesn't see a thing, hits the crowd, all three of them are down, and they're flat on the ground, and I'm victorious. That works in a movie. Because you see, they can get up and then they proceed to kick my ass. But that is the last time that David Graziano and his henchmen ever kicked my ass. And I think what it comes down to is this. David Graziano needed me. He needed me more than Billy Joel needed Christie Brinkley. He needed me
Because I gave him his identity. I was his patsy. And as soon as I said, you know what? I'm going to take this on my own. I'm going to do it my own way. He didn't have me anymore. And that's how you get out of the bully code.